True transparency.
True transparency.
True transparency.
True transparency.
True
transparency.
True transparency.
True transparency.
Today's truth. Today's truth.
Welcome back to another episode of True Transparency. It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
Yep, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot of things have transpired. One of my favorite things, I'm kind of sad, that basketball is over. The NBA is done as far as the playoffs is concerned, and we have crowned a 2018 champion.
You would be excited.
Yeah, I knew she would be very extreme.
Hey, I ain't said nothing for the last week. Have you heard me?
Introduce yourself to people who don't know.
All right. For those that don't know, this is your girl, T.
And you are?
And I am.
A huge fan.
I am a huge, so let's get it right, okay? People were like, you're a huge Golden State fan. No. Okay, let's get it right. I am a huge Steph Curry fan. I have his bobblehead on my desk. I have his picture as my screensaver. I have the championship replica ring, which I should have worn today. That would have been like icing on the freaking cake if I'd have worn that. And so I am a big fan. Now, do I like the rest of the Golden State team members? Yes. I can't get enough of Draymond. He's hilarious. Clay, I'm pretty ambivalent about. You know, he can shoot. KD, you know, he always needs a haircut. But for the most part, he's clutch. He's a good player, great player. But I'm just a Steph fan. Nothing against anyone else. And
just
when I say anything.
Just talk bad about, threw shade on three Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. You just did that.
What are you talking about? I said
KD needs a haircut.
Am I lying? Though?
Clay, you're not too fond about.
I did not say too fond. I said I'm ambivalent, which means it's neither there. I mean, he's great, but I'm just like it's not like, oh my God, Clay. Now I did have a moment. I did have a moment that time when JR landed on his leg. I was like, oh no. But for the most part, when you're talking about fondness, so let's not get into it here because
the same Clay that when you guys played OKC.
Look.
What game was that where he shot like 40 points in one quarter?
So, yeah.
That Clay, when your team was down.
So this is where it's going. I know where Yo is. Yo is, he has a big blind spot, and it's okay because I let him have it, because many people who are, you know, of the blind following tend to have this blind spot, is they get mad at people for doing the exact same things that they do. And the point is, I don't do the things that other people do because I am a basketball fan. I love the game of basketball. I've loved it since I was a child.
You play basketball.
I play basketball, both high school, collegiately. I've coached basketball, so I understand the game.
You do.
And so when I have a fan, what'd you say?
Ball is life.
Hey, I understand.
As a person who is that involved in basketball, you got to see that, look.
I don't have anything wrong to say. I don't have anything bad to say about him.
KD needs a haircut.
That has nothing to do with his game.
Your when finals he gets inducted, MVP for the when last he
gets,
2 years.
When he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, your he will finals probably MVP. Need a haircut.
Your team's finals MVP.
Hey. I hope he's bald by then. just to be honest.
So let's talk about let's talk about what's going on, because there's a lot of chatter going on. Like I said, I have been silent for a week. Silent to everyone. I haven't said anything on Facebook. I haven't said anything on Instagram. Haven't tweeted anything. Haven't had no trash talking via text message. Haven't done anything.
Yeah, because I just wait. To admit to.
That, hey, you know what? No, I haven't done anything. I literally just was like, hey.
So there was no passion, passive aggressiveness at all.
You know what?
I didn't. When we won, did anybody see any communication?
Okay, I'm just asking, trying to make sure. So
I didn't say I've watched.
As a Steph Curry fan, though, I understand.
Hey, man, look. Let me tell you something.
Look,
Steph had an outstanding game.
Had Steph Curry won Finals MVP, would we have heard something? I'm pretty sure we would.
I would have been like, I'm happy for Steph, literally. Because the thing is, he had one bad game, and that one game killed him. And the thing is, so this is the difference between me and the other type of fans. When somebody actually has a bad game, I don't blame it on anything else. I don't say, damn, well, you don't understand. Look, he had a bad game, but he had three good games, okay? He had three damn good games. And the thing, he set an NBA Finals record for 3 points made. And I'm like, hey, it was a pretty close running. Kevin Durant, though, just had an outstanding game three. He had an outstanding game. And I gave him credit for what he had. Okay? He had an outstanding game. But when it came down to it, it was actually a tight vote. Did you hear about the vote when they were actually trying to vote?
No, I don't know.
And if you actually, they did.
I think it was 11 votes total.
Yeah.
And Katie had 7 of them.
Yeah. In the end, literally. No, the thing is, that wasn't, because listen to every sportscaster that came on. Everybody was
so
like,
did LeBron have one?
No, he didn't. And so for this point, like literally everybody was kind of like, man, it could have really went
four,
either
seven.
Way. It could have
so
literally
four,
went
vote.
Anyway.
Steph and KD, 4-7.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely. We'll get to all the other stuff that's coming on about that because, you know, of course, LeBron was playing with almost a broken hand. But nonetheless, almost
a
broken hand.
I imagine gave him the Tom Brady answer after they lose some shit. Tom Brady.
That is a Tom Brady performance.
That's
a,
yeah.
That is a Tom Brady, LeBron James performance.
Let me tell you something here.
They're married in those performances.
Okay,
now.
Okay. Except for
Patriots were favored to win the Super Bowl, but the Cavs were not.
Let me tell you something about this, okay? LeBron played an amazing game one. Let me go ahead and tell you. It was amazing. And I actually enjoyed watching him play the game because when he actually takes over the game, I am a fan of that type of play.
He was mad efficient.
Okay, I enjoy that type of play. That's the type of play that I would like to see more consistently. Okay, and so when he's there, because I'm a basketball fan, literally, but when it gets down to it, okay, we're going to talk about what makes a damn champion. Mofo, you passed that shit to George here. I just know in the end, this is the difference. And I'm not saying what
Come
he did
now.
Was wrong.
A layup.
There's nothing
a
wrong.
A layup.
Listen to what I'm saying. There is nothing wrong with the play that he made. I just would not have made the same play.
What
and
would
when you,
have you done?
Say, I would have shot. And if we would have
okay,
lost.
Okay, so you would shoot awkwardly just because.
You were in a damn zone.
When you have a guy who,
you were in
if
a
you're
zone.
NBA, you should know how to make a layup.
You were in a zone.
Yo, no.
He wearing his own. And the thing is, George Hill got fouled. He did. And the thing is, he couldn't make 2 free throws.
But you literally, you have to dribble before you shoot. That is your style of shooting. You don't just shoot up over. Because when you go to the foul line, you have a bad set shot. So you're not going to set shoot on Steph. Even if it's just Steph, you're not going to set shoot on him if that's not how you shoot. That's not how you've been shooting that entire night.
Mm.
So you have a guy who's about to make a play. He's cutting to make this play. All you have to do is make a layup. You're not going to pass it to that guy?
Me?
And you're probably the best passer in the game?
Me? You asking me? Or are you asking LeBron?
You said you look
I
at yourself.
I would not pass it.
Oh,
this is the
man.
Reason why.
What?
This is the reason why. And that's what I say. We have different mentalities and nothing is wrong. This is where we have problems when it comes to it. And now you can jump in. I know you're just like, it is whatever. You know,
well, I'm watching this unfold. This
no, because the thing is, this is the point. This is where I stop engaging with most people that watch basketball and they get on social media. Because this is the premise of our show. That we can disagree about something and do things a different way and it's still cool. And my thing is, he passed the ball. Cool. I'm not saying it's a bad play. But you're asking me what I would have done? No. And that's when you're saying the mentality that I have is different. I would have been like, look.
You would take the game on yourself. You're down
yes.
by 1 point. You're going
to yes.
say, you know what? I'm
going
to just
even
shoot
have to
up
keep
over this
explaining
dude.
Explaining it, yes. Because when it gets down to it, I have 49 points at that point. I am in a position where nobody expects us to be. And I understand that I got us here. And yes, it will probably be okay. It's not a guarantee, as we saw. Because I passed you the ball. You got fouled. You had to make 2 free throws. You couldn't do it. So my thing is this. If we going to go down, we going to go down and it's going to be on my... Because the thing is, LeBron has to know. You're in year 15. You're going to get the blame
what
no matter
mean,
what.
He has to know.
This is the thing you
Why
have to
would
know.
You assume that he does not know?
Listen to what I'm saying.
If you're backing is
Listen,
he's in year 15.
If
go ahead.
He's in year 15, he has to know that no matter what happens...
Why would you... See, that your premise, though. Why would you assume that he doesn't know?
Because the thing is, he has to know... You don't even know what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
He has to know that he's going to get the blame no matter who takes the last shot.
You
no matter
You think he doesn't know that?
Right. And so my thing is, if you know that, then let it truly be on you. And I think a lot of the basketball players, you saw, you had your Grant Hills, you had your Chauncey Billups, you had your Jalen Roses, you had all people that weren't scrubs that were actually playing that said, yeah. Even Steven Jackson go, yeah, that was a good basketball play.
At the same time, Steven Jackson would tell you he wants his children to play like LeBron.
No, I'm not saying that. The point is, that's a great little hey, when LeBron gets down, he does not want his kid to take it on. He wants him to pass it. I'm just telling you the mentality of former players that have played the game that have been like, that was a great basketball play.
Okay. So but, is this a right or wrong situation? Are you judging right or wrong?
No.
Or you're just saying I would do this
preference.
Differently?
Preference.
You would preference to miss the shot and lose the game.
You're saying that I'm going to miss it. How do you know that?
Probability. LeBron is calculating these things.
Oh, okay.
He knows his own shot
okay.
efficiency, and he's comparing it in his mind to, okay, this guy okay. making a layup.
Okay.
Which should be a higher probability.
That's great. And the probability is you passed and you tried to make the layup and he missed the two free throws and you lost the game. And so when it gets down to it, I ended up with the same result. And so he said, when I'm making the decision.
I don't think he figured Klay Thompson following him in that calculation.
Oh, okay.
Klay Thompson made a brilliant move to hook this guy and follow him.
Hey.
Because he was, because if he had just followed him, who knows, LeBron might have kicked it out to Kevin Love.
Nonetheless, we're getting really sidetracked.
Or the guy in the corner, whoever that was in the corner to make the three, he might have kicked it out to them.
So nonetheless, the whole point of this, guys, what we're really setting up this show about is talking about what really makes a champion. Because do I think, and so this is where my opinion differs than the majority of people that are just haters, okay? I just say that, hey, I respect who LeBron is. It's just that we don't have the same preference when it comes to playing basketball. Do I say you're wrong for the way that you play it? No. There's just certain things that I prefer. And so the players that I gravitate towards would usually play the game, and literally that's how I play the game. When if it was a last shot, everybody clear out because I'm taking it. And if I miss it, I'm ready for people to say Tierney missed the shot and she cost everybody the game. But if I make it, middle fingers up to everybody who was talking all this stuff. That's just how I think. And it's partly inbred about how I was coached. Okay. Different. It's just different. And I went back and watched the whole, what was his documentary, More Than a Game? And just to kind of see his upbringing and to see his mentality as a young teen playing and different things of that sort. I don't have a problem with LeBron. I think he's a great player. And that's the biggest thing. I actually think he's great. And if you read my actual, you know, Instagram and my Facebook, I said, greatest player versus greatest team, hands down. And I put it right then and there. I never make the case that I think that Steph is the greatest player. My thing is, I think he's the greatest shooter. And because his game more resembles my game.
He is a robot.
And my thing is, his game rebels more reveals my game. And that's why I love it. And I want to talk about something that somebody said earlier this week that I think is complete ridiculousness. And I think it's just when I want to hate on somebody for no reason at all. Like for people that just hate on LeBron for no reason to be like, I just don't like him. I go, hey, what don't you like about him? And what don't you like about his game? And you can't say anything other than I just don't like it. I'm like, oh, I'm done talking to you because there's no logical reason to talk to you because you're just going off pure emotions rather than, hey, I prefer this style of play or I don't like LeBron because of this.
It's a competitive thing. Sports is about competition.
And then there's one thing that
in the competition you get.
You get emotional, but the thing is, I get emotional but I get it practical as well. And I give dap to when people are like, man, don't you understand? Hey, I ain't going to take away nothing than they did. When we were down and we lost from the 3-1 from 2016, that whole summer, I just took it every way because I was just like, man, yeah, we should have won. When Draymond did this.
You can't say that Steph did not have the shot. He had like the last shot.
No, my
Your
thing
boy
is,
Steph, it was in his hands.
The thing is, did you hear anything from me? That's what I'm saying. I didn't make any excuses. I was just like, man, people were like, but if Draymond would have came back, yeah, that's a lot of ifs.
That's an excuse.
And I said, there's a lot of ifs. But the thing is, they make the same excuses for everybody else. Yeah. For the first one, I'm like, okay, you can't.
It's legitimate. It's,
no, but the thing
but
is.
It is what it is. Wins are wins, losses.
Wins are wins and losses are losses. And the thing is, people love to ride two narratives, okay? So let's get back to our topic about a champion. What actually makes a champion?
What
truly makes a champion? Because people have their views, I guess, of LeBron. They have their views of KD, why he might not be a legit champion. They have their group, their views about Steph, why he might not be a legit champion in their eyes or something like that. But people very rarely do a great job of explaining things because they ride narratives because they're emotional. Because people get mad at KD and say he's not a champion because they said, man, he joined a 73-9 team. And I was like, but just like 2 minutes ago, you were saying that team couldn't win. And you were saying that their people were overrated. So either they're overrated and they really weren't as good as they were and they just happened to have a really great season and they're not going to duplicate that again and KD joined them. Or you think that they're an amazing team and they're amazing players and they're Hall of Famers and they're doing this and you give them their respect and you say somebody dropped. You can't have both narratives in the same mouth. And that's where I get frustrated. I say either they're really great and he joined them or they're not that good and he joined them.
But what you're describing is just... a competitor's plight. Either I'm a fan or I'm not.
My thing is this. This is just the point. You just
if
hate,
I'm not a fan, you just I, you just I have, and, every
yo,
regard
you just
to
hate
talk
for
about
no reason. You just hate for no reason. And
on
that's
who?
The point. You hate on Golden State for no reason. Okay. Period.
Oh no.
So this is what I like about people who are really invested in sports. Y'all go back and forth, not realizing that you're low-key saying the exact same thing.
We are. Right. We are.
It is the competitor's plight.
You're either a fan also, or you're not.
The thing is, I'm not a hater of. The thing is, I'm not a hater of LeBron. Like we think about where LeBron's going next. Let's just talk about what makes a champion. All right, let's break it down, my first people.
Would we be having the same conversation if we had won the championship?
Yes,
and they didn't.
Because when you won it, I was just like, I'm still a fan, but I wasn't trying to say, ah, man, them niggas in Cleveland ain't shit. I'm like, no. They won. They're champions. They beat them. They came down an insurmountable deficit to beat them. It's
you
one of the greatest
that,
comebacks.
You have every regard and right to be that type of spectator. I'm the type of spectator where I look at it like
I was
I'm a
hurt.
Fan of your team or I'm not.
I was hurt, but it does not negate that facts are facts. I was like, shit, this hurts. I don't even want to watch this shit. I don't even want to deal with this. We're going to have to wait till next season. But am I going to deny the facts and rob them of what they... Nah, man, them niggas did what they supposed to do. Yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next one.
I'm not robbing anybody
point,
of anything.
No, you tend to rob.
I'm just teasing you about the Steph
no,
Curry.
No, you tend to
I'm,
rob.
No, I'm teasing you.
So he's not the greatest shooter of all time?
I never said he wasn't.
Now, you say Steph
but
is very interesting.
He is a front...
Now, matter of fact, when we finish this, I'm going to show you.
He's
I'm
a
gonna,
front runner.
So somebody did me something very wonderful. They put together a highlight of all Steph Curry's.
When he shot people back into a game?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm going to actually play it,
it
for you.
It was one highlight.
No. It was multiple games. And that's why I'm going
to
be like,
about three
okay,
to four games.
No. It's been since 2000. Okay. 2000. And what year is it? 2014. So they were doing games since then. And I said, oh, I can't wait to show this to you. Because they're like, oh, he's a front runner. Nonetheless.
You know he's
he just so let's talk about that. So let's talk about what makes a champion. That's the damn topic, okay? So what makes a champion? Let's take it player.
Now.
Let's take it player by player, okay? Because every player has the pros and cons going against and for it. All right, and sure. So let's start with the one that has the most talk about it lately after the finals, KD. Okay.
Okay.
So. Everybody can tell that me and Yo are really passionate about basketball and that we love watching basketball. Now it's kind of like that neutral point of view that kind of gives us, you know, the insight of maybe not the as, you know, intense fan, but that's looking on the outside saying, what do I really think about this guy and how would I view him if I don't sit down and watch basketball all the time? So what's your view as far as KD? Is he one of those, you know, elite champions? That or do you think of him as a weak traitor or kind of like how did Myles Garrett put it?
So let me just start off by saying there was a time where I watched basketball regularly.
Okay, you just don't do it now.
Wait,
okay.
I just don't do it now. No,
okay.
I'll explain.
Okay.
So I grew up in Michael Jordan's hometown.
Let me let my nuts hang.
I got to breathe. I grew up in Mike's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody played basketball. Everybody wanted to go to Laney High School. Everybody wanted to do all that. So I had the whole Michael Jordan dream. So
okay.
I played basketball as a kid growing up. When I moved to Maryland and I started going to games, I had to watch the Wizards. And they're not entertaining at all. Like, it's terrible.
They're pretty good now.
Now they are. So to the point we're talking about now, when KD had the opportunity to go play for the Wizards, as a person who spent years looking at a terrible team, right? Champion for me would be, I'm from this place. Much like LeBron is, I'm from Ohio. I want to make my state the shit. So I was like, I would love for my champion to be able to do that, to go to the place where you grew up, where you recognize all these things, put your city on your back, and then go be a champion. That means something to me. He didn't do it. He's still a great player. He's still amazing. I just don't like him because I think a champion would really have something like that, like a story, a narrative to go along with. Most people do now.
I mean, everyone has a narrative, but it ain't that narrative.
Not the one you want.
Yeah.
And the other part is my champion also, I want to hear more about their work ethic. When you think about Jordan, you hear about how much he worked, how much practice he put into what he was doing. I'm a competitor. I do this all the time. Kobe Bryant. You hear about practice. You heard about some stuff he did. You don't hear about KD that much.
Yeah, you're not listening. KD puts in a lot of work on his game. Actually, there's a lot of, if you look on YouTube, there's actually, which very interesting to me, there's a lot of workouts that occur between KD and LeBron. Like, they work out together. And I watched one of their workouts. It's just that LeBron works more on his body and making sure that he's able to stay and have longevity, whereas KD works more on his shot-making skills. Literally, he shoots like from every place on the court so that he can pick and choose his shots. And he's actually come out and said, hey, LeBron works on his body. I work on my shot. As evident, I mean, he's a little lanky spider, but he's a little lanky spider that can shoot. Okay. He hits some pretty big shots. And so it's hard to see a 7-footer doing that type of things that he's doing. And the one thing that he did, he also worked to improve his defensive prowess. He became a rim protector and blocking and playing really hard defense. Some of the things that he really wasn't doing to par when he was in OKC.
He's a bad man.
Okay. And so for me, this is, I know people will be like, Tierney. Tierney will be like, I know most people will be like, Tierney, you're full of shit if you say this. But honestly, when it actually happened,
go ahead.
I was not too excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, the competitor in me wanted revenge. Now, if we had won last year without him and then he come back this year and did that, I wanted revenge. And so for me, I wanted revenge with Steph, Clay, Draymond, and who did we trade to get? I didn't want Harrison. They could have got rid of him. But Iggy and different things, because Harrison was poo in the 2016 finals, okay? But I wanted that type of revenge because I'm a competitor. What'd you say?
Scapegoat.
No, he was poo-poo. Go back and watch it. I agree. Literally, when he came, I was kind of concerned.
Takes people falling short, man.
But the thing is,
JR was poo-poo.
He was, but let me go ahead and say this, this is not shade, but that's who LeBron rolled for. Give him his money. And I said, I know, but my thing is, that's why LeBron gave him that look like.
Yo. So you going to fault LeBron for being a GM?
No, I did not. I did not say anything. I said, that's who he rolled for.
I won a championship.
That's who he rolled for.
Immediately at the championship, he stopped showing up.
That nigga, hey. But I'm just saying, that's your man.
You win with a team, you're going to be like, I may have won with this team, so I'm not. But I'm not going to go to bat for them. Whatever new team you guys provide, that's what I go with.
Yeah, y'all paid with like 25 lineups, so it was trying to, you know, win, lose, or draw. We just tried to make it work.
I blame Dan Gilbert. I blame Kobe Altman.
But nonetheless, I blame
both of those brothers. LeBron has no.
KD, the topic of the day. KD is very confusing to me. And I tell you, he's a great player. As a person, I don't really understand him very much. I don't know if he really understands himself.
He doesn't understand his hairline.
That wasn't me. That was now.
And yeah, he needs to shape up.
Nah, literally. Yep. I don't understand why he just doesn't attend to his, you know, his grooming needs. But anyway, somebody actually made a video that went viral. They were on their TV with their clippers and trying to do that.
Kevin Durant's hair is a different management. That's different. Kevin Durant,
but
you know? Not everybody can go out and have flowing, you know, curls and they sweat.
You know what's funny? If he did not play this well and he had hair like that, we would hear a lot more about people frying him.
Kevin Durant has to go out and play a game that will make you sweat. Now, how his hair reacts to the sweat is different from everybody else.
When he has his day off, he's still got the same Kevin stuff
Durant
going on.
Kevin Durant has millions of dollars, and he had a tall Deadpool.
Right.
Trust me, when he goes in his public life, anybody, he's the tallest person in the room every time. I promise you that. So ain't nobody looking at his hair.
So, well, hey, we'll do this. When the NBA honors comes on, we're going to all look at KD's hair when he up there. Betcha it's going to look the same way. But anyway,
all I'm saying,
next to him as a champion. Brother. But next to him as a champion. Let's get back to him as a champion because I just know we're going to keep getting off. But him as a champion, he confuses me. But he's a bad man.
Why does he confuse you?
He confuses me with his temperament. I feel like he tried to be like this real, like he would confuse me. He tried to be Draymond at one point of the year, and he tried to be like
as in like role playing on the court or just
personal? No, like literally he was getting thrown out of games for stupidness and all kind of stuff to where I was just like, I don't understand what you're really trying to prove. He's a different type of leader. I think he's definitely a champion, but he's a different type of leader. He's not very vocal. He's not going to lead from the front of the pack directing a lot of games. Just a
different type of leader. I like that.
He's a different type. And the thing is, people tell you that if you're the more quieter type, then you can't be a leader. I don't agree with that. I agree that you can have an impact on the game. I think he's more of an influencer than a leader, though.
Kevin Durant is how old? 28?
29. I think he's an influencer. He's a game influencer. He reminds me of the dude down the street that to be like, hey, don't forget to tell Kevin we going to run with them niggas around the corner. Go get him because we need him.
Of course.
But Kevin not the one talking about, hey, y'all, come on, let's get our shit together, make sure we... Nah, that's not Kevin. And the thing is, when you accept him for that and when you still try to... And the thing is, same with LeBron. I want LeBron to be something else, but when I was like, that's just not him. I accept him for who he is and just realize we different and we think different. And he's going to be great being who he is, and I'm going to be great being who I am and what I do. And that's the problem. People go, well, what is greatness? You can't necessarily measure, because I don't measure it by just rings either. I measure it. I think LeBron is an amazing man outside of the game. Like, he's given so much to the community and done so many different things. And I'm like, cool dude. You know, from what I know about him, because I don't know him personally. But when I think about KD, you don't hear much about KD outside of basketball.
Really? No, you do.
You know what I'm saying?
Only
you
for do. The stupid
I mean,
things.
Like, when I say in the community, like, exactly, when you talk about he confuses me, like, you hear him for having burner Twitter accounts. Like, why, as the second best player in the entire world, do you care?
He's insecure.
He is very, very. And those are one of the things I think he still has maturation to go. When people say, when you're talking
he's
about his game.
Yo. Is that what we said he is? He's 29 years old?
Yeah, what you mean come by on. That?
As a 29-year-old.
That's young.
I'm saying at some point you got to get there, bro.
He's still developing.
No, that's what I said. I said I think he still has maturation. But I think he's going to end up being a great champion. Great champion. Because his game is there. Effort. It's like his mind has to catch up with his game. Literally, and I think that this, literally, his mind has to catch up with his
really?
Game. The mental of who he is. He knows, hey, I can shoot. But when you're talking about
two-time finals MVP.
His mind.
Back to back.
That's what I said. He's going to be a great champion. I'm not.
What does he have to catch up on? Is what I'm talking about.
His mind and his security and who he is. And the thing is, this might have, why I didn't agree with it at first, this might actually have been the greatest thing that could have ever happened to him. Because the amount of, I'm not even talking about from a basketball standpoint. I'm talking about from a man standpoint. Having to endure.
The man is blessed.
And withstand, no, literally, having to endure. Most of us
he is blessed by God.
Cannot take the ridicule that literally.
From the gods.
Dude, the dude had to take a lot.
And back-to-back finals MVPs.
So this is the point. So, you're making that point, but that still does not comfort him at night when he goes home. Yes, he's there, but if he still was okay with that, he was a regular MVP. He was there. It doesn't comfort him. And that's why I said this move.
That happens for everybody.
Right, but there are moves that you make in your life that strengthen you as a person,
and you think
regardless of your skill. I think it did.
My point.
It did.
Now you proved my point. He didn't have to go to Golden State.
He didn't. And at first I was like, man, I really wouldn't have went there. I wouldn't have done that. But this move
should have went right on
proven.
To Houston.
Nah.
With James Harden.
Nah.
And the boys would have been.
Nah, that's what things. That's LeBron gonna do. Oh. And so like literally, but we don't talk about that. But we're gonna talk about that. But for KD, I think he's gonna be he's a great champion, and I think he's gonna be a phenomenal champion in the years to come. And I think he still has some titles in his future. He's a really great player.
I agree. He does have some maturation still left.
I think he does. And so let's move on to the next person. We're going to leave LeBron for last because we can get off on him. But let's go ahead and talk about, like, Steph. Because literally.
There's one person I'm definitely going to cover in this conversation.
No, the thing is because I just know that the back and forth on LeBron is going to be lengthy.
You didn't bring your championship ring.
I didn't. But there was a comment made by God, please forgive me for saying this, but I just have so much disdain for this guy, LeBron nut hugger, Nick Wright. Literally, I feel like LeBron then like did something to him. Like there's something wrong with him because he literally cannot hear another opinion outside of his own head. But when it comes to it, him saying, "Can you believe that they're saying that Steph was the underdog when LeBron had to move like 9 times his whole life?" I said, "I'm not talking about their life. I know that LeBron had a hard life coming up. He never knew his father. He didn't. Okay? What? He's still 6'9", 260 pounds. If he's getting on the court, I'm going to be like, man, that nigga's an underdog because he never knew his dad, man. And I'm like, yeah, at life, we're not comparing their lives. We're talking about when they step on a court. If we were going straight down the street to the community center and they got on a court and Steph, when he was first coming in at 6'2", like 190, and then you have a pick of 6'9", 260, you're going to be like, nah, I'm gonna take that cat over there. All right. Because on the floor, it doesn't matter that his dad used to be an NBA star.
You're right.
That's stupid. Okay. That was the stupidest argument I've ever heard in my life.
I think he just uses it to buffer his point about LeBron's ability and where he has come from compared to where he is now. I think that's all this.
Nobody is debating that. I think he overcame a lot. My thing is the reason why I feel like Steph is an underdog story is because to say you had an NBA father. To say that, okay, nobody was recruiting you when you were in high school? Like, to let nobody, like, you were in North Carolina, and you didn't get North Carolina, you didn't get Duke, you didn't get NC State.
So sad.
And you went to Davidson, literally.
I'm so concerned.
It's not even that. It's just the point of, you went to Davidson, and you made Davidson.
You had to go to Davidson.
No. And what happened to Davidson?
Tell me. You tell me. I want to know. I'm listening to you.
He made him relevant. He brought him to the Final Four. Okay? He brought him to the Final Four. Little 6'2", 180-pound Steph, that uniform falling off of him.
What are the odds?
Literally. It's like when
Gonzaga. Son of an NBA.
The son of, and so he came out of the womb shooting, right? And it was just going in from
inherited no NBA genes.
He inherited. So he inherited NBA genes. So that means we go ahead and thanking LeBron daddy too.
Did he not?
So we thanking LeBron daddy too.
LeBron daddy, who we don't know who is, but he probably played in NBA.
I'm about to say he probably had.
The nigga might have been Michael Jordan.
Right. Like, I'm just saying he had to have NBA jeans because LeBron didn't work for anything, right? I'm just saying, literally. So the thing is, I want to say the same way LeBron worked for his, the same way that KD worked for his, the same way that any other champion worked for his, Steph has worked for his. Okay, and I feel like when people didn't want to take a chance, like he didn't come in on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the chosen one, as the king, as everything like that. He literally came in and people didn't want him. They wanted Monte Ellis to stay in Golden State. They didn't want Steph. Okay, so imagine being picked and not being wanted. You're not vied and not desired. Aww. And you have so ankles and you're going in, and then you come back and you win not one, but two in the very first unanimous MVP. And then you said,
Imagine that.
Okay, so you're riding the narrative a little too hard.
No, this is where I'm coming from.
I'm listening to you, but at the same time, right? He worked. He got where he is.
Exactly.
I think we add too much story to their work ethic to try to buffer who is the better person, because we're comparing.
Nobody's saying who's better.
No, I'm not saying you right now. I'm saying when people make this argument, we're always taking the narrative into it, like, oh, their struggle. Oh, this makes them an underdog. Like, underdog, literally.
You're just telling me a different type of struggle that he had to overcome.
And we do this so often when we're comparing players.
Literally, he was, if you go on the floor and you are literal than everybody else.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Nobody here is disagreeing. I'm not
right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the narrative.
However, you got to that point.
And when I take away, I don't take away, but people do take away. And I'm not talking about just us three in this room. I'm talking about generally. So the same way that people try to take away what all three of them do. I don't think that that's fair because I believe they all work hard.
It's the competitive nature. It's
not right. But the thing is, man, fuck that, man. You have to have some respect.
You want it to be fair, but it's not fair.
The thing is, I've played sports.
Respect is
I've played given, sports.
But
y'all play collegiate sports?
No.
I played sports, and I've gotten on a point to where I'm just like, I worked hard, and my competitor worked hard. I don't like you while we're on the court. The thing is, when it gets down to I'm not taking nothing away from what you're doing. I'm like, you working hard and you doing your thing. I still want to smash you every time we get on the court. I want to smash you. I want to kill you.
LeBron wants to do that too?
Right. I'm not even talking about LeBron. I'm talking about what the fan base or what the analysts and different things. I'm talking about the narrative around all three of them. The whole point of this is talking about the narrative around them. It's not just talking about their skill sets because I don't think anybody is debating their skill sets. It's the narrative that around them, are they true champions? You can't take that away from nobody. You can't. All of them are champions.
And you can't give it to anybody either.
They earned it.
So that's kind of what I'm saying is when we start talking about the narratives around them, we don't talk about that, right? These people play different positions. They have different abilities. But instead of talking about that and how they utilize it, we add the story as a means to make our argument stronger, which is one of the reasons I don't like sports quite as much. We do this too often. Instead of being like, yo, this person is great for these reasons, and you go over, hey, the way they utilize this tool, this skill is amazing. Steph is an amazing shooter. We can never take that away from him. But we always have to add stuff like, oh, his dad was in the NBA, as a means to make you feel some type of way about this person, not taking away
from
the
fact. Or he light-skinned.
Yeah, that he is an amazing athlete.
The thing is, do you realize during the finals, an actual article came out about why other NBA players, I think Colin Cowherd covered it, but they were like, an article actually came out about why other NBA players don't like Steph. And he was like, he's the only superstar that's not worshipped. And that was his take on it. And reading it, I was just like, literally, when you listen to other people talking about it, it's jealousy. And it's just the point of, literally, it's jealousy. They don't like him because, literally.
You know, I thought that was a fake narrative. I thought that was just something they're trying to make into a story.
No, they actually came out. Like, literally, people don't like him.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they may have questions for NBA stars, and they may add, hey, how do you feel about Steph Curry? And they may interpret it in a negative way, no matter what was actually said, mm-hmm. but they may interpret it in a certain way, and they're trying to run with like a false storyline to make it seem as though, hey, you know what, we need to drum up some news on Steph Curry so we can talk about it, get people interested in him. Let's look at what some possible negative inferences and comments made by other NBA players could mean for Steph Curry. Let's just go out here and say, hey, you know what, we're going to report that Steph Curry is not liked by other NBA players. I look at it as that.
I don't look at it that way. I remember KD himself.
But do you have quotes from these NBA players?
No, I'm about to give you an example. I remember, okay. Remember when KD and, what's that boy's name? Russ. Was it 2016? No, yeah, it had to be 2016.
You mean that's post?
Yeah, and like post-game. Like literally.
KD and Russ was up there, and they asked KD about defense.
Yeah, and they basically said like, "Man, Steph is poo poo," and then they started going back.
Was
and
he not lying?
No. When you go back to the stats, he was leading the league in steals. Now. He was leading like, oh, I guess because stats don't lie, right? Stats don't lie; they don't tell the whole story. Because I don't believe that's true, but you everybody
know
else
they,
uses
you know
stats.
When they ask a question, it's not about the defense. It's not just about steals.
Okay. Defense. So it's more than just numbers.
Yes.
That's more than numbers. Okay. I'm going to hold that. Okay.
Okay.
It's more than numbers.
You're going somewhere. How many defensive stats are there? There's steals. There's blocks. Mm-hmm. What else?
You can have defensive rebounds.
Defensive rebounds. What mm-hmm. else? So it's more than just steals, right?
I understand. But when you talk about it, literally, when you start looking at all of the numbers, we as people, we like things that fit our narrative.
So is it about numbers or is it about what's...
I think it's a combination of both. I don't
defense is more saying. Than steals though.
Exactly. Okay. But my biggest thing though, but when you start running some of the numbers, that's what
steals?
I was man. What else? The thing is he was getting rebounds. Like he was averaging like 7 or 8 rebounds. Literally, and in the last series, he almost had a triple double average uh-huh. in the last finals. Oh no, he was poo-poo. I was like, he has poo-poo and almost averaged a triple double. He was literally like one rebound away from averaging like a triple double.
His numbers last year were good. Really good.
Okay.
I never denied that.
Okay. He no.
He shouldn't have had as many rebounds as
this. No. He shouldn't. He shouldn't have as many rebounds, as many steals, as many threes, as many free throws, as many anything. Because you know he's a front running NBA child star just happened to make it there. Light skinned nigga that just be there.
Light skinned nigga?
That's what it is. Literally, all the stuff that comes out, all the stuff that comes out, I never go, that old fatherless bastard nigga LeBron, he making it. No, that is a man that worked on his child. Literally, so they use it as a narrative against
him. Let's just eliminate the whole background story. What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't have to do with anything. The point is, I don't bring up his NBA father. I bring up the fact that he wasn't, I'm talking about his skill set. That while he was coming up, his stature did not allow him to get, because it's important.
So everything's important now.
Your stature, when I say everything. Your stature, so you're telling me a 6'2", 190-pound guy against a 6'10 or a 7-pound,
I think that's just as important as your background, how you came up.
Boy, get out of here.
Because that teaches you how to handle situations.
My thing
whether
is,
you're one height or a different height.
And I agree. I think that he handled it very well. He adjusted his shot to where he has one of the quickest releases.
So all things being equal then.
Oh, okay. That's why KD was just turning around and shooting over. Okay. All things equal. It's all good.
Yeah.
And this is the type of logic that we have
we're
to deal with
Steph
all
Curry,
the time.
We're talking about KD.
No, I'm just saying, when you're talking about stature and you're talking about it doesn't matter.
We're talking about Steph Curry being teamed up with KD. Is that what we're talking about?
All the time. This is the voice of a hater, guys. This is the verse of anybody that will never give credit to
Steph
anybody
Curry
other than LeBron.
Fan?
Other than LeBron.
Are you a Steph Curry or a Golden State fan?
I'm a Steph Curry fan.
Okay.
And I give credit to everybody because I am a basketball fan above all. Above all, I'm a basketball fan. And I said, I most relate to Steph Curry because I played the shooting guard position and I understand literally how much you have to work on your shot.
He's a bad boy. To put up that many shots, you got to be strong. So I give all credit where it's due. I don't take anything away from him.
Mm-hmm.
But I will take a shot because you are a Steph Curry fan. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm. He's a hater. Just so y'all know. Every time Steph showed. No, it wasn't that big of a deal.
And I'm a LeBron fan. So.
Yeah, he's a LeBron fan. The thing is, I'm not a LeBron hater. I just don't prefer the style of play. But he's still a grad boy.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
I wouldn't have done what LeBron had did. He passed the ball. That, to me, that's hating, but it is what it is.
How is that hating? Go ahead. I'm waiting.
And moving on to LeBron.
All right. That's what I said. Moving on
now
to LeBron.
Now I did a lot of research, so I'm anxious to hear what he has to say.
About LeBron?
Yeah. About this topic, we're still on the championship.
So everyone is talking about KD being where he was. I was watching Cal Herd for the first time. I wasn't amazed. But the conversation around LeBron and KD was interesting to me because everyone is talking about, is KD really a champion in comparison to LeBron? Because he is on a team with a bunch of other champions. Is he as great? LeBron is greater for reasons as to he went and built his own teams. He went and played with his friends, which he low-key did the exact same thing KD did, where no one wants to say that.
No,
he low-key,
it's not the exact
he
same
went
thing.
To a team.
No, KD did it better than him.
I mean, there are people who did it and did it an amazing job. He did it the best.
But the thing is, ain't nobody going to say nothing next year when he does it, though. But go ahead.
I mean, it's not apples and apples, but
ain't nobody going to say it this year when he does it.
It's a narrative we accept.
Unless you tell me LeBron James joins KD and Steph Curry on Golden State. That would be the exact same narrative.
So if LeBron and KD join up in LA, it's all good?
No, it's not all good.
Okay, let's go ahead and continue.
But who would you look at poorly, KD or LeBron?
I wouldn't look at any of them poorly.
No, no, not you. I'm talking to Yo. Who would be the worst for that position?
The best player in those positions is always LeBron James. LeBron will always come out on top. I'm biased.
Okay.
So who would be the worst?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah, KD. So it would be KD because LeBron
he's not at. From what I'm saying, who would be the worst for doing it?
Yeah.
KD or LeBron?
Yes. Yeah, it would be KD.
So you would think if they joined up in the Lakers, it would be KD.
KD
the worst, the worst
was up 3-1 against his team. That team came back and beat him.
Hold up. You're missing what he's asking. We're saying if LeBron and KD, when LeBron and KD, if they were to join up in LA together and play on a team, who would be the worst? Who would be the one you go, damn, I can't believe they did that? LeBron or KD?
KD.
Why? Because they both did it. They joined up together.
KD did it first.
In LA? So they joined up in LA, not Oakland, LA.
Oh,
Yeah. If they both joined up together to form a super team then.
Okay.
Who would be the worst there?
I thought you meant if LeBron went to Golden State. So if they both leave. So
yeah.
Okay. If they go to Lakers, I'm not even thinking of anything like that, yo. Why would I think about that? It'll come down to how the season played out and how the finals played out. If they make it to the finals, who is the finals MVP? Now, if you ask me that question, I would say LeBron is going to be the finals
MVP. Do you hear the... I'm going to let y'all just hear what he just talking about. All right, go ahead.
Did I do something? Did I sidestep something?
No, go ahead.
And according to this, I think LeBron is an amazing player. I think he's excellent. But what just happened is one of the things I don't like about LeBron all the time.
Yes.
We give so many passes to LeBron. So I get when people say he's not a competitive person. I get that. I see that. He goes out there and he has spurts where he's super competitive. I'll put the whole team on my back, damn it. And he'll do it till he can't anymore. Then he just quits. I don't like that about him. Yes, I know he should have other people supporting him. But you'll see games where he's not literally giving everything he could based on his performance prior to. Yes, everyone has a bad game. But I don't see that edge in him that I would see in other competitors. So champions to me would have that. Do I think that he's any less of a player? No. Do I think he's probably the greatest player of this era? Yes. I think that's the case.
So it seems like you're saying that LeBron has performances, and this has been something that has been frequent within his career, where you feel he quit or played. He's purposely played less than what he could have?
I'm saying there are games where I don't see him 100%. You ever seen someone who puts 100% effort in there and it may not come out the
way
they
want? What does 100% look like?
I'm going to do everything I can to make this work.
Now, apart from this year, I'm going to go ahead and say it. This year, I mean, the dude played a lot. All right? He played a lot this year. So I can't really take anything away from him this year because he had a lot to do. And I understand when you have to conserve energy and, you know, if you're going to play 48 minutes, okay? I don't know anybody that can play 48 minutes.
Who sets off to play that many minutes?
Huh?
A person who knows he's not going to have any help.
I mean, I'm just saying.
A person who realizes that he doesn't have
I mean, I'm just saying, it's just that point. But in the same token, though, I've seen
and him wants to win.
In series pass, I understand what you're saying. I just think that the series that's probably always a stain on his little resume would probably be the Dallas series, where he kind of just faded kind of like to the back. And I think he was trying to learn how to win then. And I think he went to Miami to kind of team up. And many times people say, you know, that's where he kind of learned how to build a championship pedigree and learn how to win around the team and different things. And that was hard. But the thing is, all 4 years he was there. People don't realize he had the what position in Chris Bosh play? What was his position? He was a power forward, right?
He was like a center, power forward.
Yeah, he was a top. He was one of the top.
Slash player. Like
yeah, and so like he had three. Forward. So it was three Hall of Famers together with a team kind of been around them. Literally, they were all stars. All three were all stars. All three. Mm-hmm. All three. So all this thing, this narrative would be like LeBron never had any all stars. That's ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah.
And so he had those two all stars and he had
Dwayne
role players.
Wade, especially.
Dwayne Wade was sitting right there. So he played with two all-stars at the time. And I really feel like he had to learn how to win with playing with those people. But to his credit, they did go to the finals all 4 years he was there, and they won 2 of 4. So he had a 50% kind of win rate while he was there. And so only thing he had that, like, that little sweep on there. So now you got two. I had to get you because you got me. Okay. And so he did have that little sweep there. But when you get to it, I just think that while he's a great player,
they won in five, right?
No, they got swept by the Spurs.
No, they didn't get swept by the Spurs.
Boy, if you
when
don't
he was on the Heat. They didn't get swept by the Spurs. It was a five. They won one game.
Oh, yeah. He got swept by Cleveland. He got swept in his first time in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was on time. Okay. Well, yeah, bookends. Nah, it's bookends at this point.
Yeah. And so, for the most part, I lost my damn point going back there. But when you're talking about LeBron, he's a great player. The thing that gets me is that LeBron is like one of the most passive-aggressive people. And the thing is, he's a great player, but the one thing he does is he likes controlling the narrative around him. And so he definitely says and does things. So let's talk about this one thing. No, let's talk about this one thing.
Who doesn't want the the narrative control. If people telling stories about you, you would want to control it, right?
I said,
where are you going with this?
No, that's why I said, let's talk about this one thing, okay? So, LeBron, this is what I've heard. I can't say it's fact, okay? I heard LeBron was getting treatment at his home every night after the game. So he was having the staff come to his home after the game, and he wasn't doing his treatment in the locker room after the games. So everything was done at his home. However, the last game, okay, after they finished getting swept, all right, he comes with the soft cast on his hand to the press conference. And everybody has an opinion about this soft cast and why he actually came to the conference with it on. And they were like, basically, man, yeah, so basically I almost played with, you know, a broken hand like the entire series, games 2, 3, and 4. And a lot of people were like, damn, like, now the entire story turned from LeBron, y'all just got fucking swept. Y'all just got blown off the court to, hey, what's going on with your cast, man? So what, you had a broken hand or different things? And so some people say that's uber just, you know, normal LeBron being dramatic and just saying, bro, why you decide to come with the cast now? Why you decide to come with the cast now?
It's over with.
I don't see a problem with either.
It's over with, right?
I would have never done that. It's and the reason done. Why, no, the thing is, I wouldn't never done that because I know how shit goes. Because people are going to be like, now he wants to be like, well, the reason why we didn't win or the reason why we got swept is because I had a broken hand. Rather than just saying the reason we got swept is because we didn't win. And there were a lot of factors that played into us not winning. Yes, George Hill should have made 2 free throws. Yes, JR shouldn't have run the clock out at the end of game one. Yes, I probably shouldn't have sulked in my seat in between regulation and OT. I'm surprised. Now, most people, you can say you want your child to play like LeBron James. Nobody will want their child to do that. And the thing is, most people keep coming back, and they keep coming back with this excuse of saying, he just showed an emotional reaction. He's human. He is human. He showed an emotional reaction. That emotional reaction deflated his team.
You say that with 100% surety. No,
it deflated his team, and he gave up.
Come on, man.
He didn't take a shot of
that's
him.
That's your opinion, and you're entitled to that.
Yeah, and all of it is opinion.
As a team, though, as
all
a team,
of it is opinion.
As a team, you know that every team is going to function different. You go, you work on one team.
Mm-hmm.
The personalities involved, they relate to you in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way one team can go. Then you work on another team, it can mm-hmm. be totally different.
Yeah.
So that you're, but
that's how you want your child to react.
Come on, man.
No, I'm just asking. That's how you want your child to react.
What does that have to do with
how the child? Yeah.
No, the thing is, people, I would tell like Steven, you'd be like, Steven Jackson wants his child to play just like LeBron. I said, so would that be an act that you really, and I'm not saying that he can't be imperfect. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying in those critical situations, when you really see, when you're up against, your back is up against the wall.
Come on, those man.
Situations, when your back is up against the wall. And the thing is, you hadn't lost at that point. Tierney. You had not lost. The game Tierney. Is 0-0 at this Tierney. Point.
Yorick. So you go into
Yorick.
A, you
go, Yorick.
You sound like somebody else. So if you go into a game, you go into work, you know you're doing everything that you were supposed to do the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you've done in that day, by your standards, you still didn't meet the goal. And you know where you're not going to meet this goal.
It didn't happen to me repeatedly.
Okay.
Okay.
You reserve the right to.
Yes, you
at
do.
Whatever point to express yourself emotionally. You shouldn't be condemned for that. Especially if it was on other team members, if they had contributed just a little bit more. To more to the mean of what they're supposed to be doing with the averaging, but they're not even they're playing below that margin. It's not on you.
So ask me answer me this question: do you feel as LeBron James go, his teammates go, as far as their energy
absolutely.
And stuff?
Yeah,
you feel that 100%.
100%.
So when he loses his cool, he's like, man, fuck y'all, forget this, man. Oh my God, you had a timeout. Oh, I'm soaking. You don't think his teammates take that and run with it too?
If they do, then they are not strong at all.
Okay.
And I don't blame the head for having a moment. I don't condemn you.
Okay.
Brother, this brother had 49 points up
and
until that point.
My thing is, if you wanted to win.
All you had to do, George Hill, was make one free throw, bro. Mm-hmm. You're 80% shooter. You made the first one to tie it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Look, he's the only one. I've had other LeBron fans when I've actually had a conversation about it. And I didn't go off. I'm just saying, just tell me what you think. Like, just from honestly. And I've only talked to other athletes. I've never anybody that's not an athlete, I don't talk to them about it. Because you just bring way too much. I'm talking about somebody that's been in a pressure pack situation before, and you've been the captain of your team, or you've been the leader of your team, and somebody has had to look at you. You've led other people. This goes out to not only, you know, I'm talking about you've led other people and they're depending on you. That's a different role than people just saying, man, I just lost my cool. It's different. You can't lose the cool when you're the leader. And I tell that to people now in my function of what I do on my job. Yeah, I want to strangle you. Yeah, I want to put my arms around you and be like, how did you F up this bad?
Yo, but.
But I can't.
Again, but again, it goes back to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what type of relationship he has with his other players to where, look, if I give you this signal, then this means you're going to feel this way and I could count on you on doing this. And that's why I'm giving you this signal. So you know that you're going to make this up. Okay. I'm letting you know I'm disappointed in you.
I get both of your arguments.
I guess I ain't
it's
get the
true
signal.
That could be a thing, York. And it's also
but that's
true
also,
that yeah. negativity spreads.
It does.
If you were that person, you know, at the end of the day, it shows.
But
who
the
he,
thing is,
even though
as a leader,
I can't fault
I,
you.
I know
your
how to
face.
Communicate with my team. I communicate.
So let
with
me.
Them in this
so
way.
Let me tell you something that he did a years past that I think he could have used in this series. Years past, they were playing. He was in Miami, and the problem is he ain't had no Mario Chalmers on his team this time. But he got up in Mario Chalmers' face. And he was like really just going in Mario. And Mario was kind of like, man, F you, dude, man, get the hell up out my face.
Yeah.
Like, and like LeBron, like, so he must have said something to LeBron to enrage him to the point to where LeBron charged after him, like trying to hit him.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, okay, you trying to hit your teammate. And then I said, he must
Michael
have
Jordan
said something. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Because this is actually a positive for LeBron.
Sorry.
In the middle of the damn time out. He's sitting down after they done separated him and calmed down. And then he looked over to him and he said, you know what? My bad. I was wrong. And I said, that's what he needed to do at that point. And that's why I was saying he has it in him and he recognized it. It's just at that point, it was tension. It was high stakes at that point. And I'm like, even part of me who wanted Golden State to win. Who wanted Golden State to win? When I saw that, you would think that I would be like, ah! A part of me was like, nigga, get it together. Because the one thing that I actually do wanted to see, I was disappointed. So I'm going to go ahead and just tell you the truth. I was disappointed because I actually like competition. Okay? I actually like competition. And so for me,
I know you do.
I was literally in
and
this.
And I know you did not want George Hill to make that free throw. So the fact that he missed that free throw. And your boy didn't seize the opportunity to lay the ball back up.
I was completely confused at what J.R. was doing.
You were thrilled that this game one was going to continue.
My thing is, hey, we're going into overtime. And so my biggest thing is, but then you go into overtime.
So your viewpoint is totally different.
My viewpoint is I understand the frustration. You telling me I don't know complete frustration and see a meltdown?
Your viewpoint is optimistic 3-1. Because of the circumstances.
3-1. 3-1. So you telling me I don't understand seeing a team melt down and do crazy stuff? Yes, I do. And the point is, when you get there, though, there are times I've been very upset with how Steph has acted. When I've been like, man, you crumbled under pressure. But I am saying, like, you're the only LeBron fan, and I'll go ahead and give you your props for that. The only LeBron fan that has not come back and been like, I see what you're saying. Even though I understand that's still my boy and I feel like that wasn't his fault, I see what you're saying about his reaction. Because you have to know when you are a leader that even when it's not fair. It's not fair. When you are a leader, it is not fair.
I can't
you should not have to do all that. But it's not fair, but you carry the mantle.
But as a leader, you know how to communicate to your team.
And obviously there was some miscommunication because it broke apart.
There was a message that wasn't received. So
or maybe it was like
I would fault him for that. I wouldn't condemn him for it.
I don't that's right.
You have to learn how to control your face as a black man in America, and our office, in any office in America. there's some shit that you don't like. When it happens, you have to control your fucking face.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about that. That's what I'm saying. It comes to a point. There's like a thin line between saying, hey, you know what? LeBron can accept some responsibility for this action, and I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna condemn him. I'm gonna just say you cannot do this. You cannot do that. There's a thin line between that. If LeBron can have that moment back, would he take it back?
Yes.
I guarantee.
Yes, he would.
And you can admit that. But yes. What you're up here saying is, I gotta hold him accountable
for what he did. It's
a
fact.
The thing
that
is, I held him accountable for his action. Am I condemning him? No. That only condemn came out of your mouth.
But the thing is this, though.
No. But I understood.
Who gets. Okay, well, let me ask you this. In your opinion, why did they lose? Did they lose because of that moment?
No, they didn't.
Okay,
the reason why.
Then why?
Didn't lose because of that moment, but that moment triggered a momentum that you go back and you see. You can't deny it. I can't condemn you. I can't say, oh my God, but I can say, hey, there was some fault here.
You talk about the sideline video where a player reacted strongly to what would happen. Then you have a coach there trying to give a play for what was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How do you assign so much ownership to the best player on the team? As a coach, where were you?
I agree. I didn't say he didn't have any fault either. He has fault. The thing is, at this point, though, when you're like, I'm the king, self-prescribed. I'm the king. I'm the best person on the thing. I'm the person that I'm the motivator for my team.
Okay, let's do this. And I'm glad you brought that up. Because I think what it comes down to is wins or losses, right? Do you think what he did caused them to lose that game is what it comes down to me?
I think it was a catalyst. That's the reason why. And the reason why, I don't think it's all on him. I can't say.
That's where I'm talking about. Condemnation is where you're saying, you know what? In this moment, he caused them to lose that game.
No, that's not.
No, neither one of us have said that.
That moment.
That's where I was going.
So does it affect the game itself? No. This is just a bad look on your brand. And it doesn't help you to be looked at as a champion. Because there are better ways to handle that. Yes, you're extremely emotional. Yes, when we talked about passive aggression, that is a passive aggressive thing. You sulked in the corner. You could have been in people's faces. You could have yelled. You could have shouted. You could have been something that was way better than that or different.
Yeah, I agree. It's passive aggressive.
I thought it was passive aggressive because I've seen him.
But I don't look at that as being negative.
I saw him as passive aggressive because I've seen him in other standpoints. I've seen him in there yelling at them. To where it's just like, no, this is what we're and even though it might not be a negative, it might just be, hey, I'm riling y'all up doing that. In that moment, I didn't see that. And I understood that he had a moment to deal with because he was just like, and I understood, but it's in those adversity moments that you really see some stuff. And for me, that was a catalyst of kind of like, I could only imagine what that felt like. And to be like, yeah, now let's go get him. Not really. I'm kind of done.
History will only reflect the winners. However, when you think about great champions.
Let's close it out.
the LeBron fan feels defeated.
When you think about champions.
I think this episode had enough LeBron, had enough Steph, had enough KD.
I wanted to name, who are your champions? Give me your top two champions. NBA, all time.
Let's talk best player, MJ and LeBron.
Okay. Now, those are you two champions. Like, when you think about.
Best, I'm, yeah, no.
For
don't,
you,
don't
you don't,
say,
okay.
Don't say champions. Just say best players.
Jordan is my tip-top number one just because I love the legacy that he had as far as winning. He was like really a cutthroat winner. He lost a lot too, but he was crazy. He was just crazy. He put more fear in the heart of people. And the thing is, it's hard for me to talk about the best champions ever when your career is still progressing. Okay, and right now LeBron's career is still progressing, and so I don't know what he's going to end up doing with the remaining time left on him. But I think he's up there because I also hold Kobe kind of like right there too because of Kobe's killer instinct, and that's one of the things I like. So I can't. It's like a tiebreaker between Kobe and LeBron for me right now. But let's go ahead and close with Niles too.
God bless you.
Bye.
Kobe and Jordan. Bye.
Peace.